Thank you, Speaker. My question for the Leader of Government in the Senate today comes from Samuel Michaels of Thornhill, Ontario. And Mr. Michaels is the managing editor of the Osgoode Law School student paper. And Mr. Michaels asks, and I will read his question as he sent it, the Supreme Court has said that access to justice is, to paraphrase more so, about accessing the system than accessing a high-quality service. BC versus Christie. What is the government's position on access to justice rights for Canadians?
Monsieur le Président, merci pour votre question. Donc, le système canadien du droit est un des systèmes les plus évolués au monde. Et je pense que chaque personne qui a une revendication, que ce soit au niveau civil ou administratif, peut exercer son recours en toute liberté et peut être garanti que son audition, selon ce que ses droits sont affectés, sera entendue par un arbitre ou un juge impartial selon les principes de la rule of law.
Thank you. I will continue with Mr. Michaels' questions. And he says, and again, this is a direct quote from Mr. Michaels, we hear so much about Canadians who are unable to afford a lawyer, but still above the legal aid eligibility cutoff. And he says, example, over 65% of individuals in family court are self-represented, and his source was the Toronto Star. What does the government feel should be done for these individuals? What services should they have a right to? I'm very passionate about access to justice and hope the government will adopt a position that encourages better services and representation for all Canadians.
Madame Sénateur Carignan.
Madame la sénatrice, comme vous savez, il y a un principe important pour ce gouvernement, c'est le respect des compétences provinciales. Ça n'a pas été toujours malheureusement le cas dans l'histoire de ce pays, mais le gouvernement ici a ce principe clair de respecter l'autonomie des provinces dans leur champ de compétences. Et le point que vous venez de soulever est clairement un champ de compétences provinciales.
Thank you very much, and this is not Mr. Michaels anymore, just so that there's no confusion. Some of the statistics that I have been looking at since I got this question from Mr. Michaels, and that is that nearly 12 million Canadians will experience at least one legal problem in a given three-year period. Few will have the resources to solve them. That's pretty astounding, nearly 12 million Canadians. At least one legal problem given in a three-year period, and that few will have the resources to solve them. And we know, of course, that members of the poor and vulnerable groups are particularly prone to legal problems, and that's not a surprise to anybody in this chamber. Those of us who worked on the population health study in social affairs know that poverty increases vulnerabilities in a lot of other areas. And we know that people's problems multiply. You have one legal problem, it leads to another legal problem and another legal problem. So all of these things are true. And you quite rightly said that we should have respect for provincial jurisdiction. And I wholeheartedly agree with that, that we have to have respect for provincial jurisdictions. It's something like health care in this country. We've got the same thing with justice. We've got a federal justice minister in each of our provinces, have a provincial justice minister. But when I read the report that was chaired by Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin called Access to Civil and Family Justice, A Roadmap for Change, I was struck by the common sense attitude that this committee had. And one of the things that she said, and I'll quote this from the report, she said, that needs to come largely from the ground up, through strong mechanisms and institutions developed locally. And that's just what you said earlier, provincial jurisdictions. And those on the ground certainly are most aware of what's going on. But then what the report goes on to say, there is a need, and this is a direct quote from the executive summary of this report chaired by Beverly McLaughlin, the need for a coordinated and collaborative national voice, a change agent, providing a multi-party justice system vision and an overall goal-based roadmap for change. The ways of the past, often working in silos and reinventing wheels, are not sustainable. A coordinated, although not centralized, national reform effort is needed. Innovative thinking at all levels will be critical for success. So while I appreciate and I agree with your comments about provincial jurisdiction, I agree with Chief Justice McLaughlin and the members of her committee on the Access to Civil and Family Justice Committee in that there has to be a national voice. There are good things happening in pockets all around the country, but let's get together and have a national voice. And I'm just wondering if this government would be indeed open to providing the stimulus and the leadership required.
Attends, Carignan.
Ben, je pense que la sénatrice, le gouvernement a déjà fait preuve de leadership. Il fait toujours preuve de leadership. Peut-être vous vous rappelez que particulièrement au niveau des transferts aux provinces, donc pour aider les provinces dans le cadre de l'aide juridique en 2007. Nous avons augmenté de 36%, qui est une augmentation significative de programme en ce qui a trait au soutien pour l'aide juridique versée aux provinces. C'est plus que ce que le gouvernement libéral avait fait en 13 ans auparavant. Et comme je l'ai dit, nous allons continuer à collaborer avec le niveau provincial et des partenaires des territoires pour assurer le meilleur accès possible à la justice pour les personnes économiquement désavantagées. C'est pour lequel nous avons également des transferts fédéraux aux provinces qui sont faits. Donc, je pense que vous serez d'accord avec nous que les transferts fédéraux que nous effectuons actuellement sont à un niveau record et qu'ils vont continuer de croître. Juste vous rappeler que le total des transferts en 2013-2014 était de 62 milliards de dollars, ce qui représente une augmentation de 50% de plus de 20 milliards de dollars depuis 2006, qui est la première année de notre élection. Et ça, c'est ce qui est fait pour les provinces, mais nous continuons aussi à donner plus d'argent aux contribuables, aux citoyens, pour augmenter leurs revenus. Donc, je ne pense pas que vous voulez entendre à nouveau le record ou le dossier du gouvernement en matière de pauvreté, de développement social, dans laquelle on a augmenté l'argent disponible, mais c'est un ensemble de mesures, je pense, qui va favoriser un meilleur accès à la justice. C'est ce que vous avez demandé.
Senator Cordy.
Thank you very much. The people who can't afford a lawyer wouldn't say that there is greater access. And we have a number of people in Canada who are poor, but they have enough money so they don't qualify for legal aid, but they are too poor to be able to afford a lawyer. 65% of people in family court represent themselves. 65%. Now, some of these may be by choice, but most of them are representing themselves because they cannot afford to hire a lawyer to work them through the system. And they know that if they spend the money for the lawyer, there is no money for their children, for food and clothing and housing for their children. So they have to make a choice, and the choice that they make is that they will represent themselves, which is unfortunate. So 65% in family court are self-represented. All that I'm asking is that this government take a leadership role following the guidelines set out by the report by Chief Justice, and that there be a federal leadership role, and that you work with the provinces and with the territories, because as I said earlier, there are good things happening in each of the provinces and territories, but we need somebody to pull all of those good things, all of those best practices together so that people across the country can work together to make the system better. And I also agree with your comment. We are very lucky in Canada. We're very lucky to have Chief Justice Beverly McLaughlin, and we are very lucky to have the justice system that we have. All I'm asking is that you, the government, look at the report, brought out a roadmap for change, and act as a catalyst.
Senator Carignan.
Sénatrice, comme je l'ai dit, nous allons continuer à travailler en collaboration avec nos partenaires provinciaux et territoriaux pour assurer un meilleur accès à la justice, comme nous le faisons toujours, et en particulier pour les personnes démunies sur le plan économique. Il demeure que cette partie est aussi une question de compétence provinciale. D'ailleurs, le gouvernement du Québec, là, ce que j'ai pu voir dans mes, parce que je suis encore membre du barreau du Québec, sont à mettre en place des nouvelles modalités, particulièrement au niveau du Code de procédure civile du Québec, pour favoriser un meilleur accès, une diminution des coûts de la justice. Et ayant une conjointe avocate spécialisée en droit de la famille, vous comprendrez que je suis bien informé de la problématique d'une représentation que les personnes qui se représentent seules, particulièrement en matière familiale, comment la situation peut être complexe. Et je pense que c'est une des raisons pour lesquelles le gouvernement du Québec, dans le cadre du Québec, a mis à jour son code de procédure civile et adapté. Donc, vous voyez, de par le sens de ma réponse depuis environ une minute et demie, qu'on est directement dans les champs de compétences des provinces.